Good morning. If you are here for the first time or so, or for the last time, it doesn't mean anything. I said to a sister, I said, I'm just a bit shaky at the moment. I said, don't be shaky. Life is short. Make a quick decision. Don't stay. This is an army. Don't worry about it. This morning, I quickly want to give you some instructions from the Word. And if you adhere to these instructions, you will see what God can do. And God told me to tell you, it is recruitment time. It doesn't add until it subtracts. That is the ministry of giving. Giving is to take from you in order to add to you. If he cannot take from Adam, he cannot add Eve to him. From the bones of Adam, Eve had to be removed. So Adam, in an unconscious state, had to be a giver. If he cannot take from you, he cannot add to you, says the Lord. Are you really listening to me this morning? Spark Nation, if he cannot take from you, he cannot give to you. I saw thousands of people waiting outside, wanting to become part of a family, crying, saying, God, I need a family to connect to. God says, if I don't take from you, I cannot add to you. So he begins to look for trees without fruits, occupying space but not producing fruit. Are you here with me this afternoon? This afternoon, I feel like the word of God is like fire shut up in my bones, but I need receptive worms. Those who are receptive to the word, those who are not afraid of what the word system has to say. I don't know if you are tired of the church called word and the word called church, and you're saying, God, I want you to use me for a new dimension of grace and power. I need to change my community. That's the one I'm talking to this morning. Are you present this morning though? Let me take you to a church quickly. Showing you the church of Noah. And the church of Noah was filled with all manner of animals. They were tamed animals. They were not changed animals. God did not need them changed. He needed them tamed. And Noah himself had been tamed by God for many years in order to build the mountain, to build the ark. Can I quickly submit to you this afternoon that there is no way on earth that Noah could have built that ark by himself if the mountains did not come to help him. What are the mountains? The fallen angels. They were placed. God knew they would fall. God knew. Go and watch the film. They did. Not Hollywood is not just stupid. God knew they would fall, but he placed the mountains in place to be subjected servants for the time that he needs them. Let me talk to you about the mountains. The mountains, oh my God. When we say we're going to take over the seven mountains and all the mountains of human endeavor, from entertainment to music. Limroyd was the first man to begin to teach music. Are you listening to me, Spark Nation? It was a falling mountain, but God allowed it to fall so that he can serve him at the time that he needs it. There is nothing ever in your life or in history that has gone against God's plan. But in order for the mountains to help man, man must find an assignment called the building of the ark. And because when man finds the building of the ark, even the mountains, even demons will help him build the ark. Oh yes, even fallen angels will help him build the ark. God knew those angels were going to fall. But he saw the day of Noah and he prepared. Oh my God. The Bible says God is the one that prepares the spear for the days of battle. He's the one that prepares the weapon for the days of battle. He knows that there will be a time in this nation that a wild army like Spark Nation will be needed, and that would be the only solution. He knows from before time began. He knows. He knows. He shaped you. He formed you as a weapon. And even though you were born into a wrong community, into a community that have no respect for success, a community that have no respect for excellence. He knows. He wanted to use that. Oh my God, I'm so stirred up this morning. But again, you've got to have the womb to receive the word. There is no music mountain that you cannot take. But it cannot take, the current church cannot take it. They don't have the wildness. They don't have the boldness. God keep telling me, you are still too held down in religion. I created the mountains to help you. You are not fighting the mountains. You are taking them over. You need them. They will help you in the building of the ark. God told me to tell you that there is none of you that is too small. There is none of you that is too wrong. There is none of you that is too whatever. You are just accurate in shape. Because what it really means to be in shape is to be in time. Your mistake was just in time. Just in time. Tell your neighbor, just in time. Just at the right time. Yes, I know you have a baby outside of marriage, but she was just in time. You needed to be a single mother in order to do what you are doing today, because it needed toughness and compassion. The mountains. If you give me any little mountain, any mountain, and I overcome it. You don't understand. Okay, let me take you to the church. Let's leave the mountains that helped Noah. How did Noah chop down the trees in order to build the ark? What happened? God says, he speaks to the mountains and asks them to move. I said, I've never seen that before. I said, you didn't read your Bible. Position the mountains. Who would have known that the mountains kept water in them until Moses came on the scene? And God said, take the staff, the same staff that turned to snake. He said, take your staff and point it to the mountain, because if the mountain sees that staff, they will speak the same language and water will gush out of mountain. How can water gush out of a hard place? Hard place. Hard places. How can testimony and the word come out of hard place? Oh my God. Come out of hard place in your life. Water, when it sees a staff. Don't give up. Don't give in. I know you have a struggle, but there will be a staff that recognizes a mountain. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. God is about to use you in dimensions that you never, ever, ever liata, malika, tupiata, liakataya. I heard the Lord say to me this morning, speak to COD. This is the word of the Lord to you. Youth Revival, COD, listen to me. Out of the hard places will gush forth water. God said your prayers and your interceding. Don't mind those who have left you. You know, people know how to change fellowship. If they have a struggle, they know how to jump boats. They know how to change trap houses. But those who stay with you, God said to tell you, there is a new message for a new generation. And wait. And until you are provoked enough, very soon you will get a staff and point it at the mountain. The mountain of the young people who are revived and need revival belongs to you, and nobody can take it from your generation. This is what the Lord says. Rejoice. Be seated for a minute. Judah must lead. The Levites must follow. Let me take you to this church. This church was in a cemetery. This church was in the valley. This is old cemetery. Burial places. You may not know now until you grow up that our generation and our race is already in a dead, dry place. And no, that's not where you're going to. But if there's a church there, God says, even bones have life, but they need a breath. The one God put into Adam I'm just prophesying this morning. Let's go there quickly, Pastor. Ezekiel. Whoever.
The hand of the Lord came upon me.
This is Ezekiel speaking, and I've heard this message many times, and I've preached it, but it's not about preaching it this morning. It's about giving instructions, what God is saying to Spark Nation now. This is the next season. If the world thinks that they've heard anything from Spark Nation, they are just about to hear from Spark Nation. Because an army is rising and they will not take no for an answer. Who am I speaking to this morning? Take away from you. Be seated for a moment. Take away from you the double-minded. Take away from you those whose faith is not solid. What do you want us to do? Repeat church the way it has been. I'd rather die than see that happen. It is the word and the breath of God that has brought us this far. God told me to tell you, fight the good fight of faith and create a new generation of people. Don't back down. The Leviathan does not back down from any animal. The Leviathan does not withdraw from any animal. You are the best in this forest. People are lost. They are lost because the Greek Plato guys deceived them. They are lost. A 25-year-old already knows what church should be like. How did you know? Because your forefathers read the Greek Orthodox mythology and began to do theater child style church. You come to church and you have a set of rules. And God is saying, no, rules cannot rule the world because they're already ruled out. But God is looking for a set of army. It is army that God is looking for. It is a set of people. Jade was telling me yesterday, how does a party that's just been registered for less than 6 months, tussle power with conservative that's been here for like 1 billion years. She said, something said to me, go to Petersburg during the election. And when she got there, she saw the Brexit party in full operation. She said they were fighters, young and old. He said, what I just saw there was Spark Nation. They contributed their own money. They fought a cause. Listen to me, my friends. If a political party can do that, God is saying, where are my soul snatchers? Where are the givers? We can face any political party. We have the strength. We have the resources because we have the will. And I'm not going to spend my life building nothing. All the church buildings are nothing. They are owned by the banks. And God is saying, no, that is not what I called you for. I need an army. But you see, this army was meeting in a church down the road. And God manifested to Ezekiel and said, oh, you know, the pastor that wears designer, all true. I said, that's the problem. I'm a pastor. When I become a millionaire, I will have choice. What I wear now, they buy it for me. I have to wear it. Don't worry. I'll wear what you in your mind think you should wear when I have the money to have choices. Right now, I don't. Whatever they give me, I just wear. That's the truth. I don't need to buy clothes. I don't buy clothes. I just wear them. And that's whatever I'm given. This church was meeting in a cemetery. They had no contact with themselves. They had no life in them. And Ezekiel was prophesying to Israel. And he said, the hand of the Lord was upon me. In other words, the manifestations of God said, you are preaching to the wrong crowd. You're speaking my word to the wrong people. These people you are talking to already knows the law and the Torah. They are from a community that already has knowledge. Are you listening to me tonight? He said, I want to, the hand of the Lord was upon me. Where did he take him to?
And brought me out in the spirit of the Lord.
He must have been in order to be brought out. Spark Nation, listen to me. What does the Spirit of God do to us? He brings us out of where? Out of comfort zone, out of where? Out of religion, out of where? Sorry, but out of church, out of where? It brought me out. When the Spirit comes, it doesn't dip you in more. It brings you out to levels that you've never been to before. It takes you to territory, Aliyah, in pharmacy that nobody has been to before. The Spirit of God does not keep you within the confines of the four walls. It brings you out to strange places. It brings you out because it said, out there I have people. I've always felt the presence of God on my right hand, fire burning. On the day God anointed me with that, but you know what I realized? Whenever I get to where people are, the hands start burning. And God taught me, I didn't give you it for church. I give you it for the people. My presence is wherever. Honestly, I enter into people and the hands start burning. I can't even preach there. But the hand is burning. God is saying, I am here. My presence is here. I hope that when fire is shut in your bones, when you go back to your mountain tomorrow, the presence of God begins to burn on you. Are you listening to me? It's either you are a deliverer or you are a captive. The word has no middle ground. I'll repeat. It's either you are a deliverer or you are a captive. It's either you are setting free your area, your workplace, or you are captivated by that workplace. It's either of the two. You cannot be a captive of the council and still be their deliverer. Out of Zion, give me that scripture quickly. Deliverers will come. Jeremiah, I believe. It said, and their governors will proceed from among them. Their governors will not stay among them. They will proceed from among them to set the order of nations and to set what music, entertainment, and every other industry should be like. God is saying that the millennium children, you are the ones to set it right. But before that happens, you have to set your journey right with God. Whenever the word promotes people, it brings them down. Are you ready? Whichever one is ready. Still at the church, right? Two of you can't be lost at the same time.
The Redeemer will come to Zion. And to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord.
Ezekiel, don't worry about it.
The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley.
This guy, popular prophet all over the nation, the Spirit of God came and he set him down. Where did he put him? You won't see me now, but
in the midst of the valley.
He put me in the midst of the valley, full of what?
And it was full of bones.
God settled a man down in a hopeless situation. This man had no plan. Ezekiel was not Ezekiel ministry to the Hopeless International. He has no banner. Oh my God. But the Spirit took him to his own congregation. The congregation you look at and say, what is the hope in these ones? Pastors like to preach to hopeful congregation. They say, you see, my congregation, they're accountants and barristers and barricades. Chief is there. They say, older men, not those young people. Okay. The Spirit took him and settled him. Have you ever been settled in the valley of dry bones? You look at everybody and say, what can come out of this one? But God first said to me, I've got to settle you there. You were a prophet settled in Becton, but it doesn't mean you are not a prophet. He sets you, you know. It means you didn't have a choice. And we don't even want to go into the story of the Spirit, but I've taught you that before. He set him there. The way you know a true anointed man is he gets into the midst of hopelessness and begins to raise people. Yes. That is the proof of the anointing.
Yes. Yes.
And so, well, you know, anyway, let me not go there so that I don't get distracted. You guys were distracting the poet. That's the issue. You shouted them out of excellence. But their father came to their rescue. No, breathe. But they were all good. Tony, amazing. Kevin, well done. Precious. She sent me that poet. And I said, let me hear it from you from the first time. That was a fire right there. And everyone else performed. Dambozi, well done. It set me down in the midst of the dry bone.
And it was full of bones.
It was full of bones. Today, Brixton. Today, Brixton is full of bones. But Alex, he set you there. I don't get distracted by the laugh and all that. Listen to me now. He set you there. Why will Brixton be valley of dry bone? There is no bone as dry as that place. Highest concentration of Caribbeans and Africans. There is no single significant property there that belongs to any black. Parents struggling with three jobs and having no hope. And these are our areas. This is what we see as people. And that is why I looked at a lady also in life and I said, you are stagnation. That's all stagnation is. It's you're not backing down and entering into poverty. You're saying whatever it takes, positively, I will break through. That's stagnation. How can you be against that? I think it's a call to worship who? Me? If I need worship, I won't be in London. This city is suffering. If I need luxury, it won't be London. It's not luxury here. I'm a global man. You know what the most powerful man in Africa told me? He said, I love what you're doing here, but let's go. Because charity begins at home, he says to me. I said, but this is home, sir. I know exactly my assignment. It set me in the valley of the dry bones, where there seemed that there is no hope, to awaken the sons and daughters of Africa and their friends, and the Caribbean and their friends, to awaken them that you don't need to repeat the errors of our parents. You don't need to repeat the struggle of our parents, because you have a whole continent that belongs to you, but it gives you a farmhouse called London City. It gives you a training house called London City. And for us to advance in that, it will cost us. Let's face the fact. Don't invest with someone whose dream you don't believe in. So that if you lose, you lose together. But this person feel, oh, they may leave, they may leave. No, let everyone leave. But let God's counsel stay until we see revival and what God is doing. Be fair to people. But don't be afraid of people. I told Pastor Lucy yesterday night, it is good to nurture people till they grow. But release her. Let her go. If she grows, she grows. If she dies, she dies. Not physical death now, but let her go and build. Let her sprout up the fire in her. Not looking at a Margaret and saying, oh, I know how she may be. That's the art of a mother. But the heart of a mother can turn to the heart of a murderer soon. Let her go and make mistakes. Let her go and vanish. It's fine now. She has held the world for more than a year, 2 years. if she cannot use that word without being under someone's roof, then she was not destined to make it. God wants people with fire, that they will be on their own. Ladies, it doesn't matter. You'll be on your own and you'll be a fire brand. Send her back to the house she's running from. Send her back there. Tell her to go and face the things there. Yeah, I don't really like my leader. Yes, that's where you're going to be, exactly there. What happens? What if she disappears from the church? It does not matter. The church will grow times three again. But if we can save her to rise. Are you listening, Beryl? Can I prophesy this morning? Can I just speak? It set me in the valley of dry bones. The church keeps harboring people that are supposed to be set in their own valley of dry bones by now. But we are housing them. Housing is supposed to be temporary. I'm not just sure how she will behave. Now she's out the world for 6 months. Let her go and behave. Let us see how she will behave. She's out the world for a year. Go and misbehave. It takes armies to save a community that is at war with itself. Brexit in 6 months took Peterborough, took over that place because they have a kind of approach that is different from other political parties. Their situation looks like dry bone, but a man is big enough, either you agree with Farage or not, is big enough to walk tall and say, I'm not backing down to any system. Then they began to attack their finance, just like what they would do to Spark Nation. I saw Alex in handcuffs. Why? For changing the community. Why? From trying to give food to the community. Why? From trying to do what the police cannot do. Now you will have a community that is at war with you. Your own community that you want to save, want to see the downfall of Spark Nation. But it is allowed. It is all right. What is not allowed is for you to get tired. What is not allowed is for you to join the enemy's camp. Because the moment you join, we are at war with you as well. We're going to fight. Oh yes, we're going to fight. This is not about church growth. This is about nation takeover. This is not about church growth. This is not about how many people came to church. It's how many people did we send to the community. How many millionaires have we built? How many millionaires are we sending for? How many jobs? Years ago, the police wouldn't care less if they arrested a black guy on Friday. All the heads of police called. All of them. My phone was ringing from left, right, and center. And the last chief I spoke to said, look, we can't possibly be against you. He said, I've gathered 30 businesses for you to tell them what to do. How do you keep fighting with them? Because you've already fought. But before now, have you not seen activists come and go? Have you heard their voice lately? No. They are busy. They are trying to make money off the government. Do you have their kind of money? No. But you've got determination. And we all in Spark Nation, regardless of what anybody thinks or say, we are all investors. Don't go to a church you cannot invest in. We're going to be the first to build our own houses and get our people on their own property ladder so that you don't die in this poverty where you are told that only good credit can get houses. No, I will debunk that. I will destroy that for your generation, and the devil cannot stop me. Can I hear a believing amen in this house? You go on the street. You see the Arabs and other community. You see their banks everywhere. Have you seen black people's bank? not their own, fighting stagnation. Their own telling stagnation how church should be done. Some are watching now. You are home after your second job tonight, but you're telling us what to do, and you're still going to the third job. You don't know what to do. You are not qualified to tell us what to do. God kept you restricted because you don't have a heart for people. Are you listening to me tonight? When the companies asked me, what do you want to do? I said, microfinance bank controlled by us for young people. Simple. Forget the story. So that I can set a Pastor Dami, a Pastor Sam, a Pastor Mark, a Reverend Dapo to regulate how we give loans to our own community. Years ago, that was impossible, especially not from a church. When we reached out to Croydon, years ago, Croydon told us, we're not going to work with you because you're a religious organization. Some months ago, they called me into a meeting and said, you were against us without reaching out to us. I said, we reached out to you. You said we were a church organization. Oh, who said that? I don't care who said that. That's what you said. Oh, now you need us all of a sudden, right? He said, you guys wait so much power. I said, but we don't have power yet, but we shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon us. What then will be power? It will set us saying gospel. This guy is going to preach the gospel in the valley of the dry bones. Power, it will set us in the valley of the dry bones. You're not getting it, but you'll get it on your way home. It will set us in situations that we did not plan for ourselves. It will set us in things that don't look right. Yes, they don't look right. It looks like, how am I going to survive from this jungle? How am I going to survive? How am I going to rise? How will my dream come true? God told me to tell you, he set you in that valley. And he's going to ask you a question now. Are you ready to answer? It'll set you in situations that you don't like. Oh, we thought when the Spirit of God comes upon us, we're just going to enter the palace of president. He said, nah, you need an army first, because the palace soldiers will not allow you to just come in anyhow. It is not Bitcoin, my bro. It is the building of an army.
Yes, sir.
It is the financial mountain.
Yes.
It is not a matter of crypto will rise. It doesn't matter if it does or not. It's allowing you to feed your army for now. It is the building of an army. The resources God is giving you, it is to build an army. Don't you ever be distracted. It is to build an army for the fight to take over the mountains. The mountains are set. You're not going to create a new mountain. You don't need to be qualified as a lawyer. You need to get an army. Even if you earn 100 pounds a week, Abisola, you're using 80 pounds to feed an army. There's no pastor here that should not have 100 people behind them. You're working for an army, because soon the trumpet of war will blow. There will be a gap, a vacuum. There's soon going to be a gap, a vacuum. And God will say, advance. Press in. Push in. Listen to me, guys. Your trap houses are not hiding places. They are not hiding places for lazy little kids. They are army camps. It's either you are walking or walking. If you are not walking, walk. Are you listening to what I'm saying? If you are not walking, walk away. Listen to me, anyone in this house, under the shadow of stagnation, walk. But because the seat somebody needs to occupy. See people standing around. God is raising an army in this house. Oh my God. Finish this scripture. I want to stop now. There is more revolution now than ever. It is truth. Trap house leaders, sit down with your followers and tell them truth. Especially if they've been around for 6 months now. In 3 months, this is where you should reach. If you don't reach it, you are walking. God told me, Sweat Nation is not an appeal house. Appealing to the world, come join us, we are nice. And you don't know we are nice. What would they add to you? Somebody wanted to introduce me to this powerful man. The guy has left and the powerful man comes in. And I said to myself, I'm not going to go meet anybody. I've never run after anybody in my life. But the lady with him started saying, that's for Sobe of Spark Nation. That's those people. Your work, you are an army.
Yes, sir.
It is not a niceties exchange pleasantry. House. Hungry. But tired. But fearful. Young men and women. Who understand the spirit of righteousness. So you won't do anything wrong to get anything. What is cloth? The reason why the world don't have the clothes you have is that's what they chase all their lives. They'll sleep with a man to get clothes. I was thinking of Buki this morning. One of my soldiers, don't clap, just listen. You've ever seen her wear a Givenchy before? Not saying whatever you wear is wrong. I'm just saying that does not conform you to anything. If you get clothed because of covetousness, your body will be itching you. Because you look at another person and say, I want to dress like they dress. You're scratching yourself to death. You're bleeding. I've seen people, mothers, mad mothers, set designer on babies. I don't care what you wear for your baby if you have it, but I know she doesn't have it. What is going on here? I've seen a 7-year-old with earrings, boy. So I'm not against wearing earrings, but at least let him grow to decide. Backward mother, African mother, who wants to be part of a society that has rejected her. Shameful mother, who is a murderer actually. Oh my God, someone is saying, I'm in this Spark Nation thing, this is hard. Listen to me, I know you are hard. I know you are a soldier. I know you are a tiger. I know you can overcome what you are fighting right now. I know nothing can overcome you in life, but I know you needed to hear from me so that you can roar and say, I am an overcomer. I'm not a softie. Go back to the valley, friend. Let me stop. By the way, whilst I'm saying that, I just want to announce that, you see, Indian food is amazing. Those curries, greatest food in the world. What is ogbono in front of tikka masala? What is a foreiro in the face of tikka? Vindaloo. You know, last week I came out here and trashed the hell out of Indian food. On Monday night, no food, only Indian food. Tuesday night, same situation. Wednesday night, same situation. Thursday, I've never seen such in my life. I was eating naan bread and your own version of Ayamashe. How did I find myself in this situation? God said, you spoke. And what the angels heard was, you love it. Tonight, I'm back to it because the owner of this place said, we should have dinner tonight. So he said, he sent me burger. He said, just do your burger. I said, I will come to India as a form of repentance. So the guys got about 10, 15 restaurants all everywhere. He said, choose one. Let's go back to the church. I want to close.
Then He caused me to pass by them all
You're
around.
Not reading, sister. I can't hear you. What have you been doing?
Then he caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed.
And indeed. He said there were very many in the open valley. You know why our parents, honestly, our parents did not do well. Some of them tried. They tried their best based on what was available to them. But they criticized success more than embracing it. They allowed their pastors to lock them in churches, preach salvation to them, and still take tithes from them. No plan for their future and their kids' future. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. No, my friend. No. They took religion and threw Jesus out. But let's leave that, because you must not dishonor parents. You must honor them so that God can use you to raise them out of bondage. One of the ways that God will raise you is through honor. You cannot be in a trap house and you have a single mother and stay there till 1 a.m. and just walk in tomorrow and go to bed and say, I'm coming from God's work. Perhaps leaders that allows that are useless leaders. You can't do that. I know the environment at home may be toxic, but as long as you're there, I'm just gonna. There was no service, you know. She just gets some at two, coming from where? Stagnation. And then the mother complains and says, "This persecution. What persecution? You have a useless leader." But anyway, it took me to the Valley of Dry Bones, and there were very many.
And indeed, they were very dry.
There were many, and they were dry. They had no hope or life in them. Look, some of the homes that God set you in, the Bible says he set the poor in homes, or he sets the needy in homes. Some of the homes he set you in is for the salvation of that home, not for the criticism of that home. So you can criticize it. It didn't also set you in to obey the order of that home because it has no order. But you can create another order in honor. That is a matured person. So you see, we've left parents who like to fight. They just like to fight. But they don't put that energy into fighting the right battles. If I was a parent and my child goes Park Nation and I'm not in agreement, I will follow him or her there. I will be part, thank you, man. I will be part of those who make policies there. I will sit there to hear, to see. And when my child is asked to give, if she can't balance it up, we will balance it up together. Isn't it, man? Why do our parents like to attack what we love? What they don't know is that we will love it more. Your child just have a boyfriend. You're fighting him. It will just love him more. Let's go back to this valley. Quickly, let me finish now. I feel like you guys want to go home now. I feel like some of you, I mentioned chicken tikka masala. You thought, my God. I just felt so hungry. Talk to me.
And he said to me.
And God says to him, now we're about to enter the question time and we're about to prophesy. There's no nation you cannot take. But, read on, sister, quickly.
And he said to me.
He said to me.
Son of man.
What?
Can these bones live? So I answered.
He said, when he set him down, All my journey till now is a question. My struggle, the feeling I've got is a question. Don't answer the question of life by living. Son of man, can this bone live? And you walk away. It's a question, guys. Life is, I don't care what age you are. Life is asking you a question tonight. Can you get into God? This dry bone, can it live quickly?
So I answered, oh Lord God, you know.
No matter how much faith I've got, only you know this one.
Again he said to me.
What did he say?
Prophesy to these bones and say to them.
What should he say?
Oh dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones.
Yeah.
Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live.
You know this mic is not sounding right though. I'll go to bed. Go on, man.
Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you, and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live.
Say amen to that. Amen. Guys, this microphone is not functioning well.
Then you shall know that I am the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for the hallelujah. Yeah.
So I prophesied as I was commanded.
This is terrible. But go on, we'll just walk with it.
And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And suddenly a great rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the flesh came upon them. And the skin covered them over. But breath in them.
Read on. It's because of time. I want to end this now.
Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath.
You've because of that long reading and the distraction, it's a prophesy to the breath. Did you hear that though? Speak the word to the word. Because when God made Adam, the Bible says he breathed life. So he said, if you want life on these dry bones, speak the word. If I had time, I would have taken you to James. James says the word, he said the tongue is a word of fire. He said the whole body. He said prophesy to the breath.
Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath.
What should he say?
Thus says the Lord God.
What is he saying?
Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain.
So breath as he is. I thought breath was just. No. Breath is the word. It takes a word to command the word. It's about but the word for the dry bones. Somebody carries it in the east of London. So the question is, are you still a dry bone or have you become an Ezekiel now? Because he set you there. Prophesy to the four winds.
Come from the four winds.
Come from the four winds.
And breathe on these slain.
Why?
That they may live.
Okay, now we know how they died. They were slain. They didn't die natural death. They were involved in a battle, either by themselves or by their parents. And they died. They were slain. You know, God used the word slain for Christ. So there are battles in Tiliah Tabahaya. There are battles that God allows me to be slain in. Because he wants to prove the power of his prophet.
Our community will rise again, because today we will prophesy. Are you listening to me? Say to them, all you slain. God says, if you're going through battles and you look like slain, the word of the prophet is here this afternoon. Prophesy and say, all you slain, the young community that have been slain by poverty, are you ready to prophesy tonight? Prophesy and say,
come from the four winds, O breath.
Come from the four winds, O breath.
And breathe on these slain, that they may live.
They had flesh. The bone, their structure, there's flesh on it, but it was still lifeless. Oh yes, there's a flesh on our community today, but it says you are about to enter a season of life. Because I'm not going to let you go today until we command the breath to come forth from the north, south, east, and west. Are you hearing me this afternoon? I said you just entered a zone. It's a zone of money, power, prosperity, abundance. Sit down. I need to finish this. They were slain, and I can't get over that. I don't care what your mistake in the past has been. I know you are slain. But you will rise. Wow. Okay. Verse 10, quickly. So
I prophesied as he commanded me.
I prophesied as he commanded me, not as I felt. As he commanded me, because this cannot be my feeling. It is where he brought me. I wasn't even planning to go to the Valley of Dry Bone. I wasn't even planning to come to London City to talk to this community. But he brought me to the Valley of the Dry Bones. So I understand my assignment here. And I'm trying to locate the assignment helpers. And Are you still here with me this afternoon? The guy sent words to word, to call upon word to come and perform the work of words. I can't deal with this. So if I sent Sam out, it said prophesy and tell the breath to come. So is my prophecy, or Henry or Bio, or Daniel or Dami. These are my prophecy. You don't go as a word, understanding word. You are a word. I just don't know if I'm qualified. I don't know where my life is. I said, it doesn't work. You are sent. Go and bring the breath of life into Power Base, the breath of life into Croydon City. It must not be called Croydon Connect. It is Connect City. It's a city of thousands of people. It's a city. The city of David is a city. Don't stop. Don't relent. Don't back down until you take the city. Are you listening to me? Elders, don't caution the work we do. Walk with it. Because we don't know what God is doing. We were just sent forth. Finish this scripture.
So I prophesied.
I did as he commanded me.
And breath came into them.
Malika tozo brihanda. Remove this now.
And they lived.
And they lived.
And stood upon their feet.
Talk to me, Spark Nation. They stood upon their feet. Listen, why did they live? Because all of a sudden, they've now begun to live right. Dead bones cannot live right.
No way. Come on.
People outside are looking for fault in Spark Nation. No, I said it is the collection of faultful people. It set me in the Valley of Dry Bones. How can you be telling dry bones to live right? Don't do this, don't do that. They are dry bones. Let them live first. I learned today, One of your sisters told me as I was correcting, I said, Pastor, I told you I was a fraudster. From the age of 8, I stole my frosting. I know now I'm in church, but it takes time. I don't know how to tell the truth. When I heard that, I was humbled. I said to myself, I don't know this lie she's talking about, but what she just said is true. Sometimes churches have pressure. You have pressure on you to behave right without living first. So God said, go back and prophesy on them to at least live. And they stood up what?
And they stood upon their feet.
As what?
An exceedingly great army.
And is God's army here this afternoon? I love that answer. I said, is there anyone who belongs to God's nation that belongs to God's army? Are you here this afternoon, my friend? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They stood up. An exceeding great army. The church here was not an exceeding great church. If I had time, I would have taken you to the church of Gideon. They started with 30,000. They became 300. Because what God is looking for is an exceeding great army. Have you seen the military before? The battle you are trying to fight in the world, you will be defeated. The world is already defeated. I might be the next Tomzy. You don't want to be. They stood up because you will stand up from the month of June. They stood up, but they didn't just stand up. They stood up an exceeding great army. So now I understand that the reason why they were slain was that they were fighting before and they got defeated. You were fighting something in the world. You got defeated. Now God brings a pity into this realm at this time to say you can prosper without fraud. You can prosper without doing the wrong thing. So I prophesied this morning, breath come from the four winds of the earth. Come into the elite family. Come into the COD family. Come into the Connect family. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Shout and believe in hallelujah. They stood up. Ezekiel, you know what stands out to me in this? I want to close. If you are not part of this army, why do our brothers carry knife and guns, and some of them just carry mediocrity? Is also a weapon. It's a weapon to shield yourself from the truth. It's also a weapon. I know many people running from Smart Nation because they are intimidated from a distance. No, it is your family. We want what you want. It's just that we fight with a different weapon. Are you listening to me? Why do our brothers carry knife? If there is no war on the street, they are carrying knives and guns because there is a war. They just don't know who to fight. And if you are one of them today, I want you to take that knife or whatever and run to the altar and say, give me another weapon. Give me the word. Give me life. Give me the Bible. Let me go and fight the good fight of faith. Let me go and fight. You all said I'm 13. Good time to be recruited. I love what you wrote, Fabiola. Yeah. Fabiola wrote about politics. Powerful weapon. Wrote it in a school with the tunus of this world. A new generation of people. Equipped by inspiration. There's nothing that inspires like inspiration. The trap houses are deliberate. They must inspire. Don't give up on your trap houses. They must be the best. You inspire, then equip. Don't let the world tell you, oh, you're trying to do something. You are bigger. No, no house is bigger than you. It may start with a struggle, but fight the good fight of faith. Our brothers are fighting on the street. The police have weapons. The young people have weapons. Why is this weapon on? Because there's a fight on our streets. There is a fight. And so God said to tell you this morning, it will give you money to equip you as part of the weapon. Wow, look at the church's response to amen. I just repeated it. You can put it on YouTube or anywhere. Swag Nation pastor says, God will give you money beyond your imagination. Don't be covetous. Don't try to be someone else. Don't try to wear what they wear. It doesn't matter what you wear. It is what wears you. How you carry the spirit of excellence and dignity. And you know that you are fighting the good fight of faith. From your bedroom, from your corner room. Some of you are gifted in writing. Or speaking about politics. Or making here. Make it with the mindset of an army. I'm fighting a cause. I'm dealing with something. I'm not going to back down. There is war on our street. And for you ladies or gentlemen that uses fear as your weapon. Pastors, not all pastors, there are many good pastors, but pastors are busy using manipulation as a weapon. They are also trying to fight poverty. Many of them are using prophecy as a weapon. It's not going to work. The only weapon is the word of God. Prophesy to the breath. I prophesy this afternoon, the smallest person in this army will be a mighty nation. Can I hear another amen this afternoon? You've got 3 minutes. Join this fight. I'm sorry. This Black Nation don't look like your typical church. It's because your typical church did nothing than bought buildings. Ask your pastor, in whose name are those buildings? You guys are buying lands everywhere now to build your own in your own estate. My name is not on one single one of it. Not one. It's your parents' name or your name. One of the best companies we are building, GSS. Whose name is that? Pastor Toby? No, your dad. I believe God for prosperity. I don't fear or do those things that people say on social media. I'm a soldier. I'll fight in any nation, at any time, anybody. It doesn't matter who, when, or where. Anything that faces, I'll fight it. And God is my victory. God is my defender, my shield and my buckler. I will lift up my eyes upon the hills. From where would my help come from? My help will come from the Lord, the one that has made heaven and earth. My feet shall not be moving. He has said to me, sit at my right hand.